there wasn't really much progress or indeed enlightenment on the situation regarding the future of the cath lab service at Sligo University Hospital when it was raised again in the Dáil yesterday afternoon. The second time it was raised with the minister in the Dáil within a matter of hours. As you know by now, the cath lab facility at the hospital is to cease at the end of this month in 1 week's time. It has only been a mobile facility provided twice a week. And now Sligo Hospital will have no service whatsoever. On this Dáil occasion, it was the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, who fielded the question put by Sligo Leitrim Independent Deputy Marion Harkin. And all he really had to say is how aware he was of how important the issue remained to the people of the North West.
Minister, last night I received a devastating response on topical issues concerning the closure of the cath lab at Sligo University Hospital. There was nothing new, no new proposals, just excuses. I was told about the existing link with Galway. Well, the recent National Heart Attack Audit confirmed door to door, Sligo to Galway Hospital, average time 3 hours, double the maximum recommended time of 90 minutes. There are 6 specialist heart units in Ireland, 2 in Dublin, 1 in Waterford, Cork, Limerick, Galway. Nothing north of a line from Dublin to Galway. 2 questions. Why are heart patients in the Northwest being discriminated against? And can you confirm if the National Review of the Specialist Cardiac Services will include the provision of these services in Sligo?
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Deputy Harkin, for raising this matter of the mobile cath lab at Sligo University Hospital. As you know, it is operated by a private company, and the company concerned have advised it's to cease its provision of mobile cath lab services at SUH and other hospitals in the Irish market at the end of June. As a result, the Sligo University Hospital Group is working with hospital management on contingency measures to ensure that adequate services are provided to patients. The HSE have advised as well that all options have been explored in relation to continued provision of the cath lab services in SUH after the cessation of the current service provider later this month. I will bring the points that you've raised directly to the Minister for Health. I know that all I say to you is I will guarantee you I will do that. I know that it is a very serious matter for your constituents and for Sligo University Hospital. And I'll get the Minister to respond directly to you on what is a very serious issue to see what else the HSE can do to ensure that there's provision of services do continue.
Nothing to see here, really. So raised with two ministers, Minister Mary Butler the night before and then Minister Dara O'Brien, and they just would obviously, as you could hear there, saying just pass on concerns to the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach. So was there any point in raising it at all, I wonder? And I'm also conscious of the fact that we've been discussing this for the last few days and some of you aren't familiar with the importance of a cath lab, which is, to give it its full title, it's a cardiac catheterization lab, and it's a special hospital room where doctors perform tests and procedures to diagnose and treat cardiovascular disease. It has special imaging equipment used to see the arteries and check how well blood is flowing to and from the heart, and this information helps the medical teams to diagnose and treat blockages and other problems in the arteries. So it is a life-saving piece of equipment, as our next guest well knows. One of our own, Vince Hearns, of course, who is presenter of the popular Cushna Chinna programme here on Ocean FM, someone who knows all about the importance of early intervention. You've suffered 2 heart attacks, Vince, in your time, isn't that right?
Actually, about 4 altogether.
Oh, 4? Okay. Yeah.
But I've had open heart surgery, bypass surgery on 2 occasions, and several other procedures, cardiac procedures, the latest being in February of last year.
And would you know much about cath labs and what they do and how vital they are, Vince?
I do. I have been a subject matter of cath labs since 1985. I had my first heart attack in 1985 and I came home. I was actually in Tokyo in Japan when it happened, but I came home. And I went to the hospital, the Mater Hospital in Dublin at the time, and I had the first use of catheters. In other words, they insert a catheter into the femoral artery, which is at the groin, and go up into your heart. And they're able to see. And if they can't see directly, they put in a dye, so the dye will show the flow of blood within the heart. And that was the first time I had it. And then, of course, during that period of time, I had several of them because they're checking to see if there are any changes. And I ended up in January of 86 by having bypass heart surgery. I recovered satisfactorily from that and went, this sounds very impressive, but I swam 1 mile every day. For those of you in Sligo, that's 90 lengths of the swimming pool of the Sligo Park.
Well, it doesn't sound impressive. It is impressive.
Well, that's what it is. I didn't do it in Olympic style. I do 10 lengths and then take a rest and so on. But it was 1 hour of exercise every day. However, I started to get symptoms again from my heart disease, and I ended up again at that stage. I'm living in Sligo. I have been for 40 years going to the matter. This time I went to the Black Rock Clinic, the same surgeon, God rest his soul, Morris Nelligan. And he told me his term was, he said, Vincent, you need a new set of pipes. In other words, you need a new heart. So I had to work up for a heart transplant, all the prep. And I was told to go home now and consider it, discuss it with your family. It's a major, major decision. If you decide to go ahead, you will have an alarm. And as soon as there's a suitable donor, that alarm will go off and you're going to have to get to Dublin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was on a Sunday. On a Wednesday, the following Wednesday in Sligo, I started to get symptoms again. I was into an ambulance Wednesday night up to the Black Rock Clinic. Thursday morning, I was told, we don't have time for a donor. We're going to operate again tomorrow, and that's the Friday. And on Friday, they performed another triple bypass on my heart. I won't go into the complications that arose from that. But all of those surgical procedures are preceded with catheterization. They're entering in to your bloodstream with very fine tubes.
Yeah.
And they're observing what's happening.
So that no question, in your case, several times over, that process has saved your life.
Absolutely. However, the point here about Sligo is that if I didn't have my personal health insurance, I could well, at best, be told, well, we're going to have to send you to Dublin Soho Hospital, and that's going to take at least 3 hours to get you up there. Time is of the essence if you're suffering from cardiac disease, heart disease.
Yeah.
In my case, and I have to say, there's no way I could operate without having personal private insurance. There's absolutely no way. So that in February of last year, again, I was getting symptoms. I was admitted to Sligo General Hospital. I had a heart attack at 10 o'clock at night time. On the following morning, a discussion and a private ambulance brought me to the Mater Private in Dublin, to the cath lab there, where they were able to determine what the problem was. I would mention, Niall, because of the advances in medical science, the position I was in February of last year was that the bypasses that were done on me in 1991, they had now blocked up.
Yeah.
However, after a second visit within the same week to the Mater Private, modern science, they're able to go in now and they're able to, as it were, drill out the blocked ones, the original blocked arteries, and put in stents. And that's all done in one day.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you make of the situation and the fact that an area like the Northwest and Sligo Hospital doesn't have any cath lab facility, even temporary, at this stage?
It's nothing new, I think. Any of us who are living in the Northwest will know that. I mean, I was one of many people who went to Dublin to Dáil Éireann several years ago and protested about the cancer services. It does appear, and I speak as a Dubliner, by the way, it does appear that government consistently and continually seem to ignore the west of Ireland in these terms. They tell you that a cath lab has been costing 2 million to buy a new cath lab, or it costs 1 million a year to operate the one that we've had. That's only a drop in the ocean compared to 50 million that the HSE spent on a PPARS, personnel and computerized system. I can't remember the exact term of it. It doesn't make sense the way money is being spent in the health service in Ireland. Take a look at the Children's Hospital project. We're into billions, and nobody gets fired, nobody gets knocked. It's just pay out another couple of million, and yet they can't spend 1 or 2 million on a system that would serve not just Sligo, but the whole northwest area. It doesn't make sense, but that's okay. It. We're always on the kind of phrase. We're always on the hind tip.
Yeah, and again, we don't want to be over dramatic. And when we humanise the story, as we're doing with you this morning, and you're not the only one who is texting this morning saying their lives have been saved by access to a cath lab. I mean, it is a matter of life and death here, isn't it? That's what it comes down to.
Niall, I would mention generally, and I'm very, very conscious that I'm a lay person here, although I've quite a history, a medical history between cardiac disease and cancer and so on and so forth. But modern science is advancing so quickly. So, for instance, I have here right in front of me a small little device. It's smaller than a credit card. It's a little thicker than a credit card, but not that much. It's called a CardioMobile. And I can download an app onto my telephone, and using this little device, within 30 seconds, I can do my own EKG, my own electrocardiogram graph. And it'll tell me whether I'm suffering from atrial fibrillation or tachycardia or any number of things with my heart. And I can email that from my home, from wherever I'm sitting, to my doctor in my hospital. And that little device, if you look it up on Google, from anything from about 80 to 100 euros. That's the way people are going to have to go, I think, in the short term. Yeah. Without a cath lab here in Sligo, or at least to know how serious their situation is and get it to their GP, get it to their cardiac specialist. Yeah.